Welcome, Divine Being. I'm Shireen Chadha, and I want to welcome you to this 11-day course on trust. I'm truly excited to offer this program because freeing myself from overthinking, worry, and anxiety has been life-changing on my spiritual journey. I have seen how much inner peace and joy it has brought to so many others. Have you ever felt trapped in an endless cycle of overthinking? Your mind races from one worry to the next, analyzing every possible scenario until you are left feeling drained and powerless. That was my reality when I first started my meditation practice. I vividly remember the night before an important job interview. Instead of being excited, I was paralyzed by doubt and fear. I practiced all the possible technical questions they might ask me over and over, envisioning every potential mistake. Needless to say, I barely slept that night, consumed by the noise in my head. Overthinking was often accompanied by relentless worry and anxiety for me. I constantly fretted about the future, convinced that something terrible was just around the corner. The anxiety manifested as physical symptoms, acid reflux, a tightening in my chest, and a sense of restlessness. One particularly stressful time was when I had to decide whether to relocate for a new job. The what-ifs were endless. What if I don't like the new city? What if I can't find a good group of friends? What if I struggle to adapt to the new work environment? What if I feel isolated and can't form meaningful connections? The uncertainty gnawed at me, and the anxiety became so intense that it started affecting my health. Feeling stressed and overwhelmed, I spent years experimenting with various spiritual practices, studying and engaging in thousands of hours of meditation. I went on retreats to India and listened to great spiritual masters. That's when I realized I had to look at my problems holistically and use trust to truly overcome them. I understood that I couldn't just outsource my healing or rely on retreats. I needed to practice what I learned every day, right where I was living, not just at some retreat and then come back to the same old issues of overthinking and anxiety. It wasn't something I could fix over a weekend or just by listening to a talk. So I started exploring with dedication what would stop my worry and fear. Studying with the highest level masters really helped in developing some techniques. After diving deep into ancient wisdom, I uncovered some real jewels of practice. I started incorporating these practices into my daily routine. I practiced, and practiced some more every day. After a decade of exploration and practice, I finally cracked the code. Initially, I noticed subtle changes within myself. My thoughts became more relaxed, and I gained control over my mind. Gradually, my feelings transformed, and my internal state improved significantly. As my internal world healed, my external life followed suit. I experienced numerous upgrades in my life, from improved relationships to financial stability and overall well-being. One day, as I walked along the beach, I realized how much I had changed. The constant mental chatter had quieted, replaced by a serene awareness of the present moment. With every step on the sandy beach, my worries seemed to have dissolved into the ocean waves. An unshakable trust had taken root within me, replacing the anxiety with soul silence. The transformation was profound. I went from being stressed, anxious, and stuck in a job I disliked to living a life of trust and spiritual fulfillment. Everything I do now is based on trust. I live in a meditation center by our lake where everything operates on a donation basis. My life is filled with wealth, abundance, and God's grace. For the past 15 years, I have lived this way. The reality of my blessed life is something I wish to convey to you. From where I started, anxious, overthinking, and unhappy, to where I am now, the journey has been extraordinary. The practices I've found and refined are incredibly powerful, and they truly work when applied consistently. Despite my extensive search on going on retreats and listening to spiritual masters, it was the consistent practice and refinement that led me to discover the true secrets of what worked. The essence of my journey is now encapsulated in the sacred trust code. Consider the story of Ernest Shackleton. In 1915, Shackleton's Antarctic expedition faced a dire situation when their ship, the Endurance, became trapped in ice and was eventually crushed. Shackleton and his crew were stranded on the ice for months. Shackleton's leadership and the crew's trust in him were crucial for their survival. He made a daring journey in a lifeboat to seek help, eventually rescuing all his men without a single loss of life. He must have had to make such incredible decisions quickly, and he could have only done that without overthinking, worry, and fear, and without anxiety. This incredible story highlights what is possible when we are unburdened by worry. Sarah, someone who comes to the center, one day came with puffy eyes and totally distraught. She was going through a difficult divorce. She was in so much emotional turmoil and uncertainty about her future. Through the sacred trust code, she learned to trust that these challenges were part of a greater plan, leading her to a place of acceptance and peace. This course can do the same for you. Each of the lessons in this course will be a breakthrough, a gateway to a more joyful and emotionally resilient you. In the first 9 lessons, you'll gain profound insights into the sacred trust code and feel a sense of peace and relaxation. As you explore each of the lessons, you'll experience better relationships, your focus will sharpen, and you will have increased self-worth. In the 10th lesson, we'll bring everything together to unlock the ultimate treasure, the sacred trust code in its entirety. Each lesson builds upon the previous one like intricate gears in a lock, culminating in a profound revelation. In today's class, let's explore the first part of the sacred trust code. It is about trusting the process, like nurturing a rose bush. You can't rush the flowers to bloom, just like you can't rush trust. Like a gardener waiting for the seeds to sprout, your patience will nurture your growth and results will appear at the right time. By embracing patience, you create a solid foundation for your life's journey. So, part one of the sacred trust code is, I nurture my growth like a gardener nurturing a delicate rosebush, aware that each stage of growth is vital and beautiful in its own way. My patience creates a solid foundation for life. To get maximum benefit from this course, I want you to do 2 things. 1, take notes. Writing down notes during this program can really help you learn more. You can write down important things you've learned, your own thoughts, and how the lessons are affecting your relationships and everyday life. 2, set an intention. I invite you to set an intention for the course and focus on a specific situation in your life where you're having challenges. It could be overthinking, worry, anxiety, fear, or stress. Apply the sacred trust code to this particular challenge. As you overcome this challenge, you will see that the principles can be applied to any area of your life. We will end this class by doing a meditation on embracing part one of the sacred trust code. Begin by centering yourself with your breath. Take a deep breath in, hold it for a moment, and then slowly exhale. Repeat this a few times, feeling your body relax more with each exhale. Now, visualize golden roots growing from the soles of your feet, anchoring you firmly into the earth. Feel the support and stability of the ground beneath you. Now imagine a warm, soft light above your head, radiating tranquility. Visualize this light slowly descending over you, enveloping your body in a comfortable glow. with each breath, this light becomes brighter, your body lighter, and your heart calmer. Feel yourself grounded and uplifted, guiding you deeper into serenity. Now, visualize yourself gently caring for a rose bush, knowing you can't force the flowers to bloom. Feel the infinite patience within you, understanding that trust, like the roses, grows naturally and beautifully in its own time. Breathe in and embrace this patience. With each breath, feel the serenity and fulfillment that come from trusting the process. Visualize any fears or doubts you have as dark clouds over your head. With each exhale, imagine these clouds disappearing into the sky and being replaced by the golden light of trust. Take a moment to feel the deep sense of trust within your heart. Know that you are supported and guided. Slowly bring your awareness back to the present moment. Om Shanti, I am peace. Here is a blessing for you, divine being. Carry it with you throughout your day until we meet again in our next lesson. Fearlessness. With unwavering courage, you have no fear, knowing there's nothing you can lose. You release doubts about your worthiness, understanding you are more than enough. You know that God's strength and guidance are always by your side.